Patriot Monday continues with a quarterback hour. Joining us on the AT&T hotline is the quarterback of the New England Patriots, Matt Cassel. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning.
How you feeling today? A little sore?
No, I'm doing okay, you know, just about to grab the coffee and get going.
Good. I can't remember a more surprising Patriot game and a more surprising Patriot result. And I'm wondering, just off the top here, did you or any of your teammates see this coming, either in practice or pregame or at any point during the ramp up to the kickoff, see this thing coming?
I don't think we ever anticipate going into a game and getting beat, and especially the way that we did. But, you know, it's one of those situations where it happens, especially in the NFL, where the distribution of talent from one team to the next is so limited that you never know what can happen. That's the NFL for you.
Well, we know what their offense did to surprise your defense. We all saw Ronnie Brown taking the snaps. What did their defense do to surprise you? What did you see that you didn't expect to see, Matt?
I thought, you know, they came in with a good scheme. They played physical up front. They played a little bit more zone coverage. We anticipated them blitzing a little bit more, and as the game went on, they actually just played more zone and tried to keep everything in front of them and did that. So I think that was a little bit of a change up from what we were initially anticipating.
Matt, if a defense decides to take away the deep ball and does all it can to take that away and just give you the short stuff underneath or into the flat, can they do that every Sunday?
We've got to take advantages when we get the opportunities, because every now and then you get an opportunity, you just have to be able to hit it when it happens, and they can't do that. You can't just take away the deep ball every time, because there's going to be opportunities every game that comes up, and we're just going to have to be able to hit them when they do. Otherwise, you take the profit and you try to just move the ball down the field.
Based on the records of the two teams coming in, and I know it was just 2 weeks in, and where they ranked offensively and defensively in the NFL, and all the stuff that was talked about, and I know you don't pay much attention to it, about these two teams being so far polar opposite, is it humanly possible that human nature for once came into the locker room and you guys took this team lightly?
No, I don't think we took them lightly at all. We went into this game with great intensity, great focus. We had a good week of practice, and unfortunately, the results didn't turn out the way that we wanted. But we definitely went in on both sides of the ball with a good intensity during practice this week, and we prepared hard and got ready like we do every week.
How did they get so much pressure on you? I believe you were sacked four times, although one of them, I don't think you felt like you were sacked when you were in the grasp there. But how did they manage to get in your face so easily?
I'm not really sure, to be completely honest. I haven't watched the film. I really, from my position, I drop back, and then I look for my receivers, and sometimes, you know, there's guys there, and they did obviously a good job of creating some pressure up front.
Without giving away trade secrets, were the protections the same that you employed against the Jets pretty much in place against the Dolphins yesterday? And was there, I haven't had a chance to count, were there as many two-back sets as we saw against the Jets?
You know, every week we go in with a different game plan, and so whatever game plan we had against the Jets was a little bit different from what we went into this game plan with, because we thought it was the best game plan to win. So I don't think we had as many two-back sets this week, mm-hmm. and that was just based on the coach's decision that they thought this was the best way to attack this defense.
Hey, you know, we always expect a Patriot team, a Bill Belichick coach team, to win the third quarter and make the adjustments, and it didn't happen. And I'm wondering, what was halftime like, Matt? Was there a state in the locker room? Were you guys a little stunned, a little shocked at what happened in the first half? Because it didn't seem like the usual Patriot reaction to being down at halftime in the third quarter.
Well, you come in at halftime, and it is business as usual. They come in, we make adjustments, we find out what they're doing, and then we just get ready for it with a new plan to go out there and try to attack them and how we can come out on top. And they must have made some adjustments as well. And unfortunately, we weren't able to get that done in the third quarter.
What happened on the interception? I can't imagine there's anything more discouraging than getting picked off by a down lineman. Was that a zone blitz?
No, I think he just fell off into the screen. I thought I could get it in there, and I was trying to put it on him because I saw him on the outside, and he made a good play of falling back into it. And those are the decisions that, you know, you wish you could get back, and you wish you could just throw it away and kick a field goal. And my hat goes off to him for making it. But it definitely was one of those plays that you wish you had back.
Matt, this might be a more fair question to ask you after you've seen the film today, but we just spoke with Boomer Esiason. And Boomer, without being too critical of you, in fact, put most of the loss on the defense, did say there are times when you need to freewheel it a little more and go ahead and pull the trigger. Do you feel that there are times that you're holding it too long and maybe having a half a second hesitancy? Any validity to what Boomer says?
I don't know, to be completely honest. I'd have to go and watch the film and do my film study and see what the coaches say, because I go back there, I take my reads, and I try to make the right decisions and go the right place with the ball, and that's what I do as a quarterback. So if we go in today or tomorrow and we make that assessment and they say, maybe we need to try to get the ball out quicker here or there, then we'll make that adjustment and we'll get better this week and we'll get ready as we go into the bye week.
Hey, is there any accounting for accuracy? Do you feel like one game to the next you're more accurate one day than you are the next, and why is that? Why would that be?
Accuracy, I mean, it depends on the defenses and what you're going against, because different types of zones, you got to throw different types of balls than you would against man coverage where it's tight coverage and you have to fit it into small places. So you have to be accurate every time you throw the ball and give your guys the ability to catch the ball and run after catch.
Matt, Jim Mora once said, when referring to the media, we have no idea what we don't know about that game and about the game of football in general, NFL football, and I certainly would take him on his word at that. So given that as the background, we hear coaches all the time stand at the podium after a loss like yesterday and say, we'll look at the film, we're going to correct the mistakes, and we're going to get better. All right, I grasp that. But given all the areas that were subpar in the Patriots game yesterday, is it as simple as looking at the film, correcting the mistakes, and correcting everything that went wrong yesterday? And what form does that take specifically?
I think that's the foundation for every good team to get better. I mean, you're going to win and lose games, and that's what happens when you compete. And the only way to get better is to go in and find the places that you need to improve on and go out there, work really hard, fix them, and then next time a look comes up or next time a certain pass comes up that you didn't hit before, you've worked on it, you've gotten better, and then you progressively get better as you go. I mean, to say that you're not going to go in and not going to try to improve or not get better and just be satisfied with what you did, then of course you might have the same results. But if you go in there and you work hard and we're diligent about it and try to get better each and every day, then of course I think we're going to get better. I mean, we've got a great team here, and one Sunday it's not going to dictate the rest of the season for us.
Can you give us a specific example that we can understand about how a mistake perhaps that you maybe not committed yesterday, but at some point committed, how Josh and you and Bill and anybody who's watching the tape, how that process works where a mistake is identified and it's corrected?
Okay, well, a simple example would be whether it be like a run play, for instance. Say we didn't go work up to the next level or something like that, and a lineman needed to block the linebacker versus blocking the DN, and we go into practice and we set up that scheme and we show them the right way to do it, and we go through it and we rehearse it and then correct the problem.
Was there any screaming, kicking, anyone smashing their helmets into their locker when you got in the locker room? I can't imagine you were any less stunned by this outcome than we were. It was one of the most surprising games results I've ever seen, and I've been watching the Patriots for a long time.
There's a lot of calm frustration, I guess. I would classify it as that. Nobody was happy, and everybody was pretty frustrated with how we played collectively as a group. But the thing is, for us, we just always have to move on. And we got a bye week this week, which will be nice because we'll be able to recoup and get everybody back on track. And then we got to move on and go on to the next game against San Francisco in 2 weeks from now.
Joey Porter obviously ran his mouth all week long prior to the game. I assume he probably ran his mouth during the game. Was he talking most of the time, Matt?
Oh, yeah, he talks a lot. There's no doubt about that. He was talking the entire game.
Is he ever funny?
It depends, I guess, what side of the ball you're on.
I guess you didn't think it was all that funny.
So, I didn't think it was very funny, no.
Did you hear the boos? I mean, I don't remember the last time a Patriot team was booed in Foxborough. It must have been surprising to you.
You hear it, but you don't really pay any attention to it. I mean, everybody is entitled to do whatever they want when they pay for their ticket, and that's just sometimes what happens. And you know, you as a player, you just got to go out and you focus on the job at hand, and you can't worry about what's going on.
Did you get any words of wisdom from Tom Brady in a text or a phone call?
I talked to him. He just said, you know, stay positive, and it's one game, and we've got to move on, and we'll be okay.
Hey, I don't know if you rate the pain factor of a particular sack versus another one, but I got to tell you, of all the ones that I saw, the Holiday plant, where he certainly took a penalty for it, looked like it might have been one of the more painful ones.
And the in the grass would probably be the least painful. And
yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I guess you could say that one. I felt that one a little bit, but you know, that goes with the territory of playing this position. So you get hit sometimes, and then I really don't even know what happened in the grass. I guess he thought that I was wrapped up, and I didn't think that, but that's how it goes sometimes.
And do you get words of support from Randy Moss, or would that be, you know, patronizing? Do you just, I mean, does if he would sit there and, you know, pat you on the butt, you'd probably feel like a little kid after a Little League game. But what does he say to you after a game like that?
You know, Randy's great in the locker room. He's been great to me, and he's been a great support factor. And he's been working hard with me for us to get on the same page and to build chemistry. And same goes with all the rest of the receivers as well, with Wes and Jab and the tight ends as well. So Randy's been great, like I said, great to me, and been very uplifting, and he's a great teammate.
All right, Matt, I got some work to do, I guess, with the bye week. Thanks for the time. We'll talk to you next Monday on Patriot Monday.
Thanks, guys. You got it.
All right, Matt Castle with Dennis and Callahan on Patriot Monday.